Welcome back. This is Buddy the Rat, and it's time for some more fun with Camilla. This is Chapter 32, Close to Her. Okay, so we ended up having sex, but I want to go into a bit of detail about this scene. We had both finished our respective coffees. I was not about to touch her pussy. I think we both agreed it needed a break. Imagine actually still feeling another man's dick in you more than a day after he took it out. That's crazy. I lay on my back and assisted Camilla to lay on top of me with her back facing me. I was going to fuck her in the ass again. It was nothing personal. She had just told me a really hot story. My dick got hard, and she was more than willing to help me out with my problem. She knew what she did. There was a bit of jockeying to this position. Her tail kept getting in the way, and I had to lean her slightly to one side in order to get my cock past it, and pressed it up to that cute pucker of hers. But I didn't push in at first. I wanted her to relax and just think about it for a minute. I said to her, "I love you for letting me do this. Most girls don't like letting guys do anal."
"You were my first time, buddy,"
she said while taking deep breaths. "What did you think?"
"It was bad."
I chuckled, holding her tightly. "And you're letting me do it again?"
"I like it bad," she returned softly. "I mean, I like it 'cause it's with you. I don't mind if something is bad with you, because I love you."
I didn't answer. I just held her closely and then carefully spread open her butthole with my thick cock. Oh, it was so tight. It was so wonderfully tight. It gripped me probably better than it did the last time. Camilla grunted and whimpered a little. "You okay?" I asked softly into her big, beautiful ear.
"It's humiliating,"
she whispered. "What do you mean?"
"It just, I feel even smaller than I am when you do that."
She paused. I had not started thrusting yet. She added,
"Also, I feel Rodney's cock in me again. It's crazy."
That's hot," I whispered, and then slowly began thrusting. The position was not ideal, but it was worth it for the embrace. I was so close to her. I was so deep inside her butt, piercing her pride and humiliating her in a very specific way. You see, with her facing up and away from me, it was like she was taking a cock in both orifices at once. My cock was in her ass, and she could feel Rodney inside her pussy at the same time. She was our little bat slut, and she loved it. Phantom cock sensations are a fetish in their own right. A lot of people don't talk about them, but they are real and can be utilized if the correct technique and timing is properly applied. What Camilla was going through was sort of a soft double penetration scenario, even though it was just me and her. I made sure to go into her nice and rough so that her body made a lot of movements, heightening the feeling of having Rodney inside of her. She began to moan and even touch herself. With a deep grunt, I finished inside her. She moaned, and I could feel her trembling with her own orgasm. It was pure bliss, and it was just what we both needed. We stayed this way for a while. Neither one of us wanted to move.
"Are you sure you're okay?"
she asked once she finally relaxed. I happily replied, "It was scary, but it's over. I got out of it, and now I'm back with you."
"Do you still want to do the game?"
I liked that she was calling it the game, like I was. She was really getting into it. I replied, "Yeah, but not until we're both ready. You need a break. Maybe we both do. When we're both ready, we'll choose each other's partners again."
"And then I'll pick another bad one for you,"
she said with playful sarcasm. "I can handle it," I jabbed. "I can handle anything you throw at me. You're just a mischievous little Halloween bat that can't help it." She giggled at hearing that. In a spooky voice, she replied,
"Yes, you found me out. I am secretly trying to give you evil sexual partners. Who knows what horrors you'll have to face next?
I don't care, I whispered into her ear.
Maybe you should,
she cooed. I don't care, I repeated and then added, I love you so much, Camilla. I love you more than anything. Send me whoever you want. I'll always come back to you.
Oh, buddy,
she cooed softly.
That is the sweetest thing anyone ever told me with their dick in my butt.
A pause. We then started giggling like idiots. Yeah, I have never gotten enough of that cute little bat butt. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.